Why did the American cross the street? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. To answer that, you have to go back to the oil shock of 1973, when gas prices went crazy from 38 cents to 55 cents. To ensure the Mideast could never again cut us off, President Nixon announced Project Independence to make us self-sufficient by 1980. We changed daylight saving time. We drove 55. We finished the Alaska pipeline. And yet, in 1981, oil spiked again when countries like Saudi Arabia decided to take control of their own oil supplies. Now, we could have taken the hint that our car culture was vulnerable, that it was time to do the hard stuff, like live closer to work, invent a really good rechargeable battery, invent a bus that absorbs body odor. But then Saudi Arabia, which was worried we might do just that, opened the oil spigot, created a glut, and happy days were here again. Businesses blossomed, including Starbucks. For a while, the number of Starbucks was limited only by the supply of burgundy paint. In fact, when research found some people were unwilling to cross the street for their coffee, Starbucks built shops on both sides of it. Until this year, we find ourselves back in 1973 with the same crazy gas prices, except that this time, Saudi Arabia isn't going to pump more oil. And when the price of gas approaches the price of a decaf Sulawesi, well, it brings us to today's news that 600 Starbucks will be closing, including many of the shops that were right across the street from each other. And that is how decisions made or not made 35 years ago have us driving less, driving slower, and soon crossing the street. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.